Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. The Justice Department, under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has imposed stricter rules for granting asylum to refugees who arrive at the border. And to find out what those rules are and what they may mean, let's turn to our legal consultant, former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. First, explain the concept of asylum and how that's different from simply walking across the border illegally.
Well, asylum is something that an immigrant applies for, whether they come in on a visa or walk across the border. And it's traditionally granted on grounds of persecution for race, religion, nationality, political affiliation in the person's home country. But there's another category as well, which is, quote, membership in a social group. And what's been happening for the last decade or so is that many victims of domestic violence and victims of gang violence have been seeking asylum on the grounds of being in a persecuted social group. So they're arguing, for example, that as women in Guatemala who are unable to leave their marriages, they're part of a social group that's being persecuted. They're victims of domestic violence. And that's what Attorney General Sessions is addressing in his order.
How do you go about checking those claims?
Well, there's a process of providing evidence. There are hearings before an administrative judge that can be appealed up to the Board of Immigration Appeals within the Department of Justice. So they actually provide evidence. And in the case that is covered in one story I read involving a woman from Guatemala, they actually describe, you know, the factual history of this woman. Mm-hmm. Had three children. She was from Guatemala. She provided evidence that she was, you know, being abused by her husband and that she was unable to leave the marriage because she said he would not recognize divorce. And she was in a community that did not favor divorce. So she argued that she fits within the definition of a persecuted social group, and the Board of Immigration Appeals agreed with that. But now Attorney General Sessions is saying, no, that's not what asylum means. We're going to limit it to the older concepts that have been around longer involving persecution for race, religion, nationality, political affiliation.
So for the sake of argument, let me take the, I guess you'd call it the heartless view. Why is this any concern of ours? We have our country and our own problems. Why would we even have a process for taking on the problems of other people?
That is the point he's making. We can't solve the world's ills, and terrible things happen to people, and their own law enforcement systems don't protect them. On the other hand, other AGs have disagreed with that. Janet Reno and some of her successors believe that being a victim of domestic violence in some circumstances would qualify you for asylum. So would being a victim of gang violence. And so it comes down to the language in the asylum statute regarding whether you're part of a persecuted social group or not. And in the case the Board of Immigration Appeals decided back in 2014, they said, yep, a woman from Guatemala who's married, can't get out of the marriage, that qualifies. Attorney General Sessions is reversing that.
My feeling always was that this was part of the American brand, that this was the country you came to when your own country fell apart. And this was the shining city on a hill. That was our brand. You come here and you can experience law and order. And right. If you're a hard worker, prosper. Is that now by the wayside?
It isn't. There's strongly held views on both sides of that issue. But a lot of folks believe that someone who is being abused and can't find safety from that abuse in her own society, or someone who's the victim of gang violence, should be able to seek refuge in the United States. Our asylum laws were the product of a lot of regret that we didn't do more to help people who were the victims of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. Because of anti-Semitic sentiment and other anti-immigrant sentiment in the United States. And that's why the asylum law specifically addresses race, religion, nationality. And it uses this phrase, membership in a social group. But, we can choose to do whatever we want as a society. We can be more open and let people come in who can show that, they in fact are fleeing from violence. They're fleeing for their lives or their children's lives. And that's a perfectly legitimate thing for a society to decide to do. But, here you've got a different view that's coming back in the form of General Sessions' opinion. And he has a lot of power here because the Board of Immigration Appeals has to follow the rules that the Attorney General makes.
Yeah. So you're persuaded that there are adequate ways of checking out the truth of an asylum claim. So if that's the case, is there a down that there should be then considerably fewer people coming here seeking asylum
then there are people who are simply coming here for economic reasons, just, you know, seeking a job.
Right.
So if that's the case, is there a downside for just accepting these people and being that refuge?
A lot of people would disagree with General Sessions' view that we shouldn't let people in who are victims of systematic violence, that if they can show that evidence, then they are just as deserving of asylum as people who are persecuted because of their political beliefs, for example.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Dave.